VOA News, I'm David Byrd. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland has ended his testimony after emphatically telling an impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump that there was a conditional deal withholding military aid to Ukraine unless it opened investigations to benefit Trump politically. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Sondland says President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, pushed a political quid pro quo with Ukraine.
At the express direction of the President of the United States.
Sondland says he didn't want to work with Giuliani, but an opportunity to cement relations with Ukraine would have been lost.
So we followed the President's orders.
Sondland says he didn't realize Joe Biden was connected to investigating the oil company Burisma.
I can't recall the exact date the light bulb went on. It could have been as late as once the transcript was out.
President Trump has insisted he did nothing wrong with Ukraine.
I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. I said it twice.
The president says he doesn't know Gordon Sondland very well and hasn't spoken to him much. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. military said Wednesday that two of its service members were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The military is not providing much detail, but a statement said the cause of the crash is under investigation. Preliminary reports not indicating it was caused by enemy fire. However, the Taliban claims to have downed a Chinook helicopter during fighting with, a spokesman says, the invaders and their hirelings. The U.S. military has dismissed the Taliban claim as false. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, just before the close, all three major indices were trading in negative territory. The Dow was down by 0.43%. The S&P was off by 0.55%, and the NASDAQ had lost 0.66%. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says its warplane struck dozens of Iranian and Syrian military targets outside of Damascus Wednesday. In retaliation for a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights the day before. As Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports, the military says the targets belong to Iran's elite Quds Force, the overseas arm of the Revolutionary Guards.
Israel said its aircraft struck dozens of Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria in retaliation for rockets fired at it the day before, which it shot down. Israeli military spokesman Avichai Adrai.
The targets that were targeted included many things, such as weapons inventory, military bases, command and control systems, watchtowers, and other targets. The Israeli Defense Forces consider the Syrian regime responsible for what is happening on its lands, or whatever comes out of it, and we warn them against operating or allowing operations against Israel from inside Syrian lands.
Israel says it has carried out hundreds of strikes in Syria against Iranian targets trying to establish a permanent military presence there, and against advanced weapons shipments to Tehran-backed Lebanese Hezbollah.
That is Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has claimed victory over the country's enemies that he has blamed for a deadly nationwide anti-government protest against an unpopular gas price hike. Reuters' Emily Spickle has more.
Iran's president is claiming victory over unrest he's blamed on the country's foreign enemies. Hassan Rouhani was speaking on state TV and also acknowledged there may have been complaints about the country's management. Unrest began on Friday after gasoline prices were raised at least 50% and rationing imposed. It quickly turned political. Thousands of Iranians joined pro-government rallies in several cities on Wednesday. It comes after Amnesty International said more than 100 protesters had been killed in days of demonstrations in 21 cities. Around 1,000 protesters have been arrested.
That is Emily Spickle of Reuters. Pope Francis has arrived in Thailand to encourage the country's Catholic minority. AP's Walter Ratliff has details.
Pope Francis has arrived in Bangkok to begin a tour of Thailand and Japan. He's on a mission to boost the morale of those countries' tiny minority Catholic communities and speak about issues of concern, including human trafficking and peacemaking. He'll highlight his admiration in Thailand for the community that has endured recent bouts of persecution, as well as their missionary ancestors who brought the faith to this Buddhist nation centuries ago. As Francis begins his Asia tour, he's enduring fresh opposition from Catholic conservatives in the U.S. over his just-concluded meeting on the Amazon, as well as a new financial scandal at the Vatican. I'm Walter Ratliff.
For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.